This is the County Cricket Podcast for the 17th of August. Durham manoeuvred themselves into a position from which they would find it hard to lose on the third day against Nottinghamshire at Trent Bridge. Mark Stoneman hit 114, while Paul Collingwood ended unbeaten on 51, as the visitors closed on 301-7, a lead of 341 runs. Middlesex closed on 45-1 in pursuit of 254 to win, following a thrilling third day against Surrey at the Oval. The home side's second wicket pair of Aaron Haranath and Rory Burns took their partnership for 217 in the first half of the day, as both completed responsible centuries. Middlesex then fought back courtesy of Toby Rowland-Jones and picked up their last 9 wickets for 111 runs to all them out for 341. Rowland-Jones ended with 5-39 from 24 overs. Worcestershire declared their first innings on 251-7 on another rain-affected day against Lancashire at New Road. Glenn Chappell ended with 4-60 and took the only wicket to fall, that of Neil Pinner for 82. Lancashire then closed on 10 without loss in their first innings. In Division 2, Essex declared their first innings at Colchester on 520-9 in reply to Glamorgan's 438. Tom Wesley more than doubled his overnight score and was finally out as one of 5 victims for Robert Croft on 185, while O.A. Sharp also hit a century. Glamorgan then closed their second innings on 16 for none. Former Durham seamer Luke Evans took 4-38 to help Northamptonshire bowl Hampshire out for 276 on the third day in Southampton. This gave them a handy 80-run first innings lead, which they had increased to 256 by the close, thanks to half-centuries from Alex Wakeley and Rob Newton. Yorkshire took control of their match against Derbyshire at Headingley, although they will have their work cut out on the final day if they are to emerge with a win after visitors closed on 233-8, still 38 runs shy of avoiding the follow-on in their first innings. Ryan Sidebottom led the home side's charge with 3-28, although he was held up by a crucial fifth wicket stand of 112 between Wes Durston and Ross Wiley. All-rounder David Wainwright ended the day on 45 not out against his old county. No play was possible on the third day at Bristol, where Kenton still on 29-1 in their first innings against Gloucestershire. And the final day of the second unofficial test match between England Lions and Australia A was abandoned at Edgbaston, meaning that the series was drawn.